student or person regulated by a public body, or the appointment of a person to a public office, this hearing shall proceed in public view of those in attendance at this public hearing. At this time, we wish to proceed in open or closed session.
Mr. President, we'd like to proceed as an open.
Thank you, sir. The appeals process will proceed pursuant to the rules and regulations outlined in bylaws of the South Carolina High School League found on pages 1 and 2 of the bylaws. Before proceeding, it is my understanding that you are seeking at-large membership to the South Carolina High School League. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Finally, are there any members of the executive committee who believe they need to recuse themselves from this appeal? Hearing none. There are no questions from the school or committee members. The school may present its appeal at this time. Please limit your presentation to 10 minutes to allow for questions and discussion. Dr. Kennedy, please introduce who you have with you from Legion, and you may begin.
Well, I'll go ahead and quickly say all Legion participants, you can go ahead and introduce yourselves. I believe Athletic Director Straight Heron is already online. Followed by, we may proceed.
This is Andy Patrick representing Pinnacle Charter School Management Group.
This is Jack Frost, Legion Project Coordinator.
This is Tyler Turner, Legal Counsel for Legion Collegiate Academy.
Michael is supposed to be on.
Thank you.
There are no other participants from Legion. The only updates we have, I think everyone has the application that you presented. The only update that we have to that application is the enrollment numbers per grade level, which is 105 and 9, 9th grade, 75 and 10th grade, 64 and 11th, and 16 and 12.
And you sent an application as well as a PowerPoint. I assume everybody on our committee received that. If not, please let me know at this point.
Mr. President, this is Ray Cooper. I did receive it. I apologize. I got it.
You got it? Okay.
So basically, I would like the committee to, if they have any questions in reference to the presentation, I'm open to those any questions. Other than that, I have nothing to add.
Okay, at this time, committee, any questions based on the application that was sent forward to us, the PowerPoint and the document? So Dr. Kennedy, this is Ozzie All. I do have one question. It looks to me like the numbers currently now are at 260 with the amendment to what you sent us.
250.
250? Okay, 250. All right. Any other questions from the committee?
This is Kathy Coleman. It looks like you're on a really tight time frame to get into that new facility. If you don't, are you going to stay at the current facility if your building is not complete?
Yes. Well, the building will be completed by the opening of 2020. Of the following school year.
Okay. Thank you.
Dr. Kennedy, just for clarification, you're going to be at the old Trinity site for the first year and then move into the site off of 901 for year two.
Yes, we anticipate moving into that site in April of next year, but we will be at the Trinity site at the start of the non-participant year of the high school league. And then as we roll into the cycle year, we'll be in the permanent site off 901 and Long Meadow.
Any other questions from the committee?
Mr. Hall, I have a couple. This is Jerome Singleton.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Kennedy, I take it you had an opportunity to read the Constitution as it relates to membership and who may join and how to join?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you have any questions about that, those requirements or the interpretation of those articles and sections?
Not at this time.
Okay, so we do understand how the role that your enrollment plays, the attendance area where your school is located, and how it applies to the traditional public schools.
Yes, sir. I know there was some dialogue in our first meeting about the bumping us up to another OA and whatnot, so I would love to have some clarification on that based on those numbers.
Okay, well, again, which part of it, because it speaks clearly, says that the school will take on the enrollment count of the school where the building is located and have the same attendance area, but it not to exceed one classification above what the enrollment numbers are or what the enrollment number creates. Do we have an understanding of that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because I know there was some talk about two levels above, so I'm clear on that. Thank you.
Those talks by who?
Well, it was just in the discussion part, sir. What you just explained matches what I read in your bylaws.
Okay. There's no questions or concerns on that?
No, sir.
Okay, great. Do we understand the part where it says your attendance area is relegated to where the building is located to the traditional public school in that area?
Yes, sir. Great. Understand.
Great. Fantastic. That helps. Mr. President, I don't have anything else.
Thank you, Mr. Singleton. Any other questions from the committee?
Yes, this is Ray Cooper at Mid Carolina, and I think the question that was being referenced was the point of clarification that was brought up at our last meeting by me, and that is to the point to where it also reads that in terms of the attendance area and where it talks about not to exceed one classification above its actual enrollment unless alternatively approved by the South Carolina High School League Executive Committee. And I think what the question was, and it was clarified by Mr. Singleton at that particular meeting, that the league does have the authority or the decision-making capability of placing a school coming into the high school league at a different classification other than the one above if it deems that to be, if it wants to, I guess. Is that still correct and what the interpretation of that is?
True clarification to it is that, and I give the example of Bishop England High School, actually building being in Berkeley County, but we gave it an attendance area in Charleston County. The other piece is that the executive committee made a decision the last time we did the realignment that not all schools were moved one class. They actually were able to be in the class of where their numbers dictated. So that's where that piece would be. When it was originated, the history of it, there was no intent to it being moved up two classes. The alternate approval was to allow it to almost be where the other where their numbers actually indicated that they would be.
Cooper, you good on that?
I am.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions from the committee?
Just clarification, Commissioner, if, and this is Sam Tootin, by the way, in order to, we can accept by an at-large, but in order to become, of course, regions have not been established yet. Well, of course, for next year, yes, but moving forward, Would that require a vote by a region to allow school into their region for participation?
Not doing a realignment or reclassification year, because there's no region or class to exist at that time. This is only during a time if the region and classification have already been established and a new school wishes to join a region and a classification, then that would require the voting of the region and the classification. And those, and if they don't get that, then the default membership is through at large.
So, Commissioner, just for clarification for everyone, they will come in as an at-large for this school year, but then will be eligible through realignment to be placed in a region next year.
That's correct.
Okay. Other questions from the committee?
If I may, and I just think it's important to note that, that with the original charter, and this is something that was brought up before, that there is a cap and in terms of what the enrollment is for this particular school to come in. So their enrollment will not exceed whatever that initial cap was. I cannot remember the exact number of what that was, meaning that it'll always be in one particular region. It is my opinion that there is a competitive advantage that should be considered in terms of being able to cap your enrollment when your attendance area is if it's based off of Rock Hill, you've got the opportunity to potentially select from 2,000 over 2,000 students. I feel that that is something that should be discussed or at least considered when making a decision about placement in a classification.
Mr. President, just a quick comment. T.K. Kennedy from Legion. Our focus is to be a small setting. If we open it up to 1,000 kids, we open up to 1,000 kids. We want to keep it to 300. We keep it 300. Really has no bearing on what we're trying to achieve, not understanding what the representative is getting at in terms of the cap. Where they go, however you look at it, we're still helping kids at a small environment.
10-4. I understand, Mr. Kennedy. Any other calls for or questions from the committee? Hearing none at this time, I would entertain a motion.
Is it possible to make a motion to accept them into the league as the classification of 5A?
I would defer to the commissioner, but I don't think so.
No, it's truly they're coming in as an at-large unless you're indicating that you're going to dictate their class and their region for them. But their request is for at-large membership.
Okay.
This is Pastor Ryan.
Could you repeat that? Go ahead, Ryan.
I'd like to make a motion that we grant at-large membership.
Okay, I have a motion for Mr. Brown, and who was the second?
Patrick Finneran.
Okay, I have a motion for Mr. Brown to accept Legion at-large membership, and I have a second from Mr. Finneran. This time I would open for discussion. Any committee member with discussion? Last call for discussion. Hearing no discussion, we have a motion to accept Legion at-large membership and a second. This time I call for a roll call count from the league staff.
Is there anyone other than Mr. Finneran that joined the call after it began? Okay. Please give your vote when your name is called. Sam Tootin?
No.
Steve Wilson?
No.
Anna Miller?
No.
Karen Radcliffe?
No.
Marty Connor?
No.
Ray Cooper?
No.
Michael Stone?
No.
Kathy Coleman?
No.
Ryan Brown?
Yes.
Sam Jones?
No.
Josh Trahan?
Yes.
Patrick Finneran?
Yes.
Nine opposed and three in favor.
You want your bid?
Excuse me? Dr. Kennedy, what means at this point your appeal to join as an at-large member has failed by a vote of 9-3. You may appeal this to the appellate panel if you let the commissioner know within 24 hours.
Yes, we would like to appeal.
10-4, if you'll get with the commissioner after we get off of this call, he will explain that process.
All right, thank you.
Thank you to the committee. At this time, I'll call this meeting adjourned.
Thank you.